Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, listening here with David Burton, excuse me, Ray McCray, and with Joshua Wynn from Russ Talking the D. How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Great, let's start with you. Tonight, what, in the wrestling world, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, man, I'm just looking forward just to seeing some great matches. Looking forward to seeing some new champions. And just looking forward to great matches, man.
That's fair. David, John, what are you looking forward to?
For tonight, I'm just looking for good matches. I mean, champions, they're going to come and go. I'm just all about good wrestling matches.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of stuff going on tonight. First of all, we got Battle of the Belts with AEW on TNT. We also have tonight at 8 o'clock, we got Hard to Kill pay-per-view. You have pay-per-view, all you got to do is go to Google, type Watch Wrestling, click the first link, find a stream that works for you, and you're good to go. Let's get into it here. I'm going to make a prediction for Hard to Kill pay-per-view. I can pull my card up, that'd be awesome. Hard to Kill, I'm going to say that for the women's, I had the card all ready to go and loaded. I don't know what happened to it here. Let's see, Hard to Kill 2022. The first pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling is at the Bomb Factory here in Dallas, Texas, in Deep Ellum. And card for that one, I can pull that card up. Okay, cool, here we go. We got the Women's Championship. I'm going to predict, might be dead wrong, I'm going to predict Mickie James to retain the title. I'm going to predict Alicia Edwards will defeat Chelsea Green. Jordynne Grace will find herself Lady Frost, Mo Rosemary, and Tasha Steelz to become the Knockout Ultimate X Champion. The winner will be the only contender for the Impact Knockouts Championship. It's the first ever Knockout Ultimate X Championship. The first time these girls have to go high like the men did. That'd be interesting right there. Eddie Edwards. I'm going to say Eddie Edwards, Rich Swann, Willie Mack, Heath and Rhino will defeat the Good Brothers, Doc Gallows, and Carl Anderson. Carl with a K, by the way. And Violet by Design. I'm going to say Chris Sabin will defeat Jonathan Grisham. I'm going to predict Moose will retain against Matt Cardona and W. Morrissey. Trey Miguel will retain the title against Steve McClain, in my opinion. And Austin Aries will defeat Chris Bay, Laredo Kid, and Mike Bailey. That's the card with my predictions for Hard to Kill tonight at 8 o'clock and the bomb, at the Bomb Factory here in Dallas, Texas. Greg, what do you think about that car altogether?
Man, it's going to be a good car. Happy to see, Jackson Gresham still, wrestling with the ROH World title and how it impacted me and you. Only thing I disagree with you on your prediction, I think Mickie James is going to lose that title tonight.
Oh.
Mickie James is supposed to make an appearance in WWE at Royal Rumble.
Oh, really?
The Impact will let it come on there with a belt.
Yeah. We got to see. Josh, what's your opinion?
I actually have to disagree with Greg. I think They're going to have Mickie James keep the title because it's going to show more legitimacy with her being in WWE's Royal Rumble, being the Impact champion.
Mm-hmm.
And Impact's all about getting more exposure, so that's what they. I think that's what they're going to do with that one.
Yeah, sir. By the way, the Royal Rumble is January 29th. I got to correct myself. I apologize. I said it's Dr. King's birthday, January 29th. I'm sorry. That's January 15th, his birthday. But anyway, it will be January 29th, the Royal Rumble. And that kicks off our long and bumpy yellow brick road to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite time of the year. I love the Royal Rumble and how you set up great matches. How they set up, they're good, right? You set up new people that can be in the main event scene. And how, also, in the midst of the match, you can set up other rivalries and other matches for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Man, because you got plenty of time, dude. You got the Rumble. At the time, back in the day, you had the Rumble, No Way Out, WrestleMania. So you got 3 months to put all these matches together. And in my opinion, I'm still choosing my pick. I'm still predicting. I'm still proclaiming that your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE champion Brock Lesnar will enter the Rumble, win the Rumble, probably get the number contenders match the next night, and we'll find out who's gonna. I'm sorry, my bad. I'll probably take it back. He's gonna face Bobby Lashley. That's gonna be the Rumble match. He's gonna face Bobby Lashley. He'll beat Bobby Lashley, retain the title, go on to WrestleMania, and from there, who knows?
No, I'm gonna have to disagree with that. I think that Roman Reigns is gonna cost Brock the title.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Lashley's gonna win it. Then they're gonna have their dream match of Brock and Roman at WrestleMania, and then that's when Brock's gonna eventually beat Roman Reigns and dethrone the champion. But I also think that you're gonna have an underdog win the Royal Rumble. And what I mean by underdog, I'm talking someone like Sami Zayn or maybe even R-Truth.
Wow.
I don't know.
I love R-Truth winning the Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. R-Truth. Ron Killings. R-Truth. Outside of WWE, this dude is a legend. The first African American WWE World Champion. This dude is a legend outside the company. He's been with the company since the Attitude Era. Okay, I think this dude be a great WWE champion.
Oh yeah, I think he's done every. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Say anything great.
Back in his heyday, I believe he would have been a great champion. But now, I think they relegated to him. I think once he goes back, get back serious and win a mid-card title and work his way back up, to being a world champion.
Josh, you gonna say something?
I think that it's time for them to pull the trigger on one of these underdogs because they've been pushing all the big guys and all the upper talent and everything like that. And I'm like, who better than R-Truth? That dude has pretty much done everything they've thrown at him.
Yeah.
He's been the comedy act. He's been the crazy act. He's been everything.
It is very hard in this business to do everything they ask of you. Sometimes what they ask you is really stupid. It's really hard to do, yeah, I'll do that. And that's the whole key. No matter how stupid it is, how maybe offensive it is, the answer is always yes.
Oh, yeah. But I also think that on the verge of... Oh, sorry.
Great, hang on a second. Senior?
I also think that WWE is on a cusp of having to reinvent themselves once again because they've released so much talent that now they got to start outsourcing people from other companies for the Royal Rumble.
Great. What are you saying?
I'm saying R-Truth is 1 million times
24/7
champion.
Dana Brooke, I think she's our current champion. don't know why it's so like it's so hard to pin the girl. Roll her up, get the three count, you're good to go. Why you acting like you can't be pinned in the brook?
I let Greg go on that one.
Like, bruh, like why people they act like they can't pin in the brook, Greg. For real. All you gotta do is roll her up, get the three count. What's so hard about that?
I think they set it up where Jerome, I think his name, is
going to
turn on her and get his
24/7
title back.
It ain't Reggie, but yeah. Reggie, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Man. I'm looking forward to the Rumble, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be January 29th on a Saturday. Our epic road to WrestleMania. Can these guys deliver? Speaking of delivering, WrestleTrap brought to you by Back to Lewis and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. You have a CDL license. You can drive trucks. You can get paid. BackDeliveriesAndMore.com. Speaking of delivering, can Impact Wrestling and AEW, we're going to talk AEW in a second, and they deliver tonight. Greg, we'll start with you.
Impact has the
Tag
Team card. Yeah, I believe they will. AEW, you know, they've been delivering and getting better and better. AEW is right here. They just need that big name and some great storytelling continue to be on the level with WWE.
Josh, what about you?
I think Impact's actually on par of being able to probably present their best pay-per-view period tonight, but not a big fan of AEW. I think AEW is kind of the WCW of this generation because all they're doing is getting all the talent. So.
Oh, wow. No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
But AEW is giving the old WWE talent a little more freedom than WWE was giving him.
Mm-hmm. Josh.
Yeah, but WCW beat WWE in the rankings about 58 weeks in a row, and then all of a sudden, it took one match to turn the entire tide for WWE.
Yeah.
Just wait, that WWE match is going to happen again, and a lot of people are thinking that it's going to be WrestleMania, Brock versus Roman.
Yes, sir. By the way, WrestleMania is available. Tickets are available, and by the way, it'll be right here in Dallas, Texas, at the AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play. And just before, 3 hours before WrestleMania, you can party with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, featuring Jake the Snake Roberts, Diamond Dallas Page, Kevin Nash, and more. $99. Bring your own chairs, your own whatever. You gotta go to Eventbrite, see the requirements are. Wear a mask. Other than that, 3 hours for WrestleMania, part of the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. By the way, I do recommend, it's very important for every wrestling event, that you check the seating chart. For the love of God, use it. That you don't want to be sitting there all comfortable, and somebody say, you're in my seat. Like, man, you tripping, it's my seat. And a big old fight spring out. So use the seating chart at all times. I've been plenty of time. I'm sitting there comfortable. I'm sitting there just chilling, comfortable and everything. It's a 3-hour show, mind you. I'm sitting there chilling, comfortable, and somebody be like, hey, you're in my seat. So I learned right then, quick, fast, and then doggone hurry, check your seating chart.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's talk, let's go old school for you. I'm going to take you back to the Royal Rumble in the year of 2004, a year they don't want you to remember, because apparently, according to WWE, that this never happened. Chris Benoit didn't win a squat, because nobody won the Rumble 2004. But that's a doggone lie. Chris Benoit, believe, like it or not, 2004, your Royal Rumble won. He was the first to use the loophole in the Royal Rumble match rules. The rules are the winner gets a title shot. Never say which brand. It says title shot. Raw, SmackDown, never say that. Because Raw, SmackDown Superstar, won the Rumble. The next night, he's on Raw, challenging Triple H. Shawn Michaels say, man, what, you ain't gonna come up in here and take my spot. I'm almost close to ending this thing with Triple H. You ain't gonna come up in here on my time. Not in this house, not in Big Mama's house, if you will. So, y'all know the story. Triple H, Chris Benoit contract signed. Shawn Michaels come out. Super kicks the hell out of Chris Benoit. Signs his name on the contract. For weeks, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And the ass is right in front of your face. Triple threat. And of course, you know the story. At WrestleMania, Chris Benoit won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Alright, you're talking a taboo subject there, my friend.
Yes, sir. Like it or not, as far as wrestling and pure wrestling alone goes, wrestling and wrestling by itself, Chris Benoit was one of the best to ever do. You can't tell me Chris Benoit Kurt Angle matches weren't awesome. You can't tell me that.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Benoit, Kurt Angle, 2 out of 3 falls match, submissions match, you can't tell me anything like that.
I know they had good matches, but yeah, I look at it like this: what defined Chris Benoit was his Best of 5 series.
Oh yeah,
Booker T and WCW.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
taking his back, man.
Mm. And technically, Chris Benoit was a horseman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
That's when he had longer hair at the time. He had longer hair, like a mullet. Not a mullet, but he had longer hair back in WCW. And man, I'll tell you something. One of my favorite matches of all time. Well, unfortunately, it never happened. But in your dreams, my favorite dream match, it would never happen. But probably when your dreams are in heaven one day, Chris Benoit, Daniel Bryan, a submissions match.
Yeah. That would be a good match.
Unfortunately for us, that's all the plans going to happen in your dreams. But man, it would have been an incredible match.
Yeah.
Dream match, yeah. Great pure wrestling match. They see who can set up each other for that LaBelle Lock with his a version of Crossface.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard a story that D'Amelico gave Chris Benoit that move for his finisher. Which just took Chris Benoit's career off the charts.
Oh,
yeah. That 2004, I was so, I always have been and still am a big Chris Benoit fan. And that year when he won the Rumble and he finally, won the title, I was just so happy, like, they finally giving him his prop. Should have been a world champion in WCW.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to give it to him to keep him there. He didn't even keep
the
belt.
Yeah, I think he was champion for like, what, a night or something? I'm not...
Oh, yeah, and WCW?
He left.
It was very short.
And then they said that, yeah, very short. They said that he didn't win it, per se, because, Sid Vicious' foot was under the rope when he pinned him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did that just in case he didn't stay with WCW. They wanted him to stay with him, but his mind was made up. He was tired
and
done with it.
Oh, yeah. I'll take you back to another... I went further than I wanted to go. I wanted to stay in the Rumble, but what you call it, call it with me. Nostalgia call it with me, so I went further than I wanted to go. But in the Royal Rumble, my favorite moment of all was 1999. First of all, Mick Foley and The Rock in an epic I Quit match, and that those chair shots to the head was vicious, man. Mick Foley's kids in the audience, they had to leave.
Yeah, that was a good match, but you want to go old school?
What you got?
Old school where they set something up. Let's go all the way back to the Rumble where they had Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior eliminate everybody. They're the last two in the ring. And if that was not foreshadowing WrestleMania, I don't know whatever was.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you really taking us back, man, yeah. Foreshadowing, letting us know what was coming up. And I ain't gonna lie, I had goosebumps watching next.
I want to take it back while we're going back and everything. The year was, I believe, 19. See here, find a good one here. Hell, 98. The year before that, in 98, Steve Austin won the Royal match for the third time, I believe.
No. Okay. He won it in 97, 98, and 2000.
Yeah, 2001. Woo.
Yeah, he won it in 97 by eliminating Bret Hart.
Okay.
He won it in 98 by eliminating The Rock.
Okay.
And he won it in 2001 by eliminating Kane.
Gotcha. I don't know why I thought it was mid 96 victories from the Rumble.
Yeah. Now, what it was is they had planned for him to do a three-peat in the 90s. But they were like, you know what? They don't want to give too much of one thing at one time.
Yeah.
So that's why they waited to the 2000s. And plus, in the early 2000s, it was kind of almost, you know, the quitting time for Stone Cold. So they wanted to give him one final big push and give the fans something that they could say, hey, we were there for that. So.
Oh, yeah. My favorite Austin. Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Do you think they will ever get a three-peat in the Royal Rumble?
I highly doubt it, but I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I agree. I highly doubt it, too.
My favorite Austin...
will never get a three-peat in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Austin, my favorite Austin moment was the paranoid rattlesnake. 2001, kind of 2002 as well, where Austin was paranoid. Like, bro, that's my favorite moment. He's letting people know. He's stalking the Austin. He don't deserve that. let the people know.
Yeah. My favorite Austin moment is the birth of Austin 316 when he said, get that piece of trash out of my ring.
Hell yeah.
Putting the entire roster on notice. Austin 316 says, you can't get better than that.
Yeah. By the way, it's cool to curse on this podcast, by the way. Just so you know.
All right.
Man,
yeah.
So many great memories and going down every year in the Rumble, and hopefully this year we'll have a Rumble. I don't know what's going to be like this year, but God willing, we'll have a winner, and that winner will go on to get the prize of the world title, the universal title. And I wonder, what if we did something like this? At some point, hopefully in my lifetime, we have the first ever intergender Royal Rumble match.
Like full on?
Full on. Women and the men beat the hell out of each other. Last person standing is your winner, and the winner gets the same opportunity as the previous winners get. This time you get four titles to choose from. You get the Women's Championship, the WWE Championship, World Title, Universal Title, NXT Title. Bro, you got a lot of options to choose from.
That would be cool. I'd be down to see that match.
Yeah, the first ever intergender match, women and the men at the same time, and hey, where it happens, happens.
I'm looking forward to some surprises for this Rumble.
Yes, sir. Greg, what is your pick for the Rumble?
I want to go back. I agree with Roman Reigns and call Brock Lesnar to lose the title to Bobby Lashley. And then my pick for the Rumble now, I believe Big E is going to win it and set up a match with Big E and Bobby Lashley where they can finally say they have a one-on-one match with each other for the title.
Josh, who's your pick? You say
Brock Lesnar beat Bobby Lashley match? I've been waiting on that match.
Ooh, we've all been waiting, man. We've been waiting a long time. Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar.
Everyone's been waiting for that match for a long time, but I happen to think 100% it's not going to deliver because they're putting too much hype into the match.
Here's the question right here. Should the Universal title and the WWE Championship be unified?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
No.
All right, let's go to the affirmative. Josh, why do you think that?
I think having two titles, granted, it's cool, but I think having two titles cuts your rosters in too much of a disarray of who's going to get this title match, who's going to get that title match. I mean, prime example, right now, they had no challengers for Roman Reigns, so they just said, well, we're going to give Seth Rollins the title shot. And I'm like, dude didn't earn it, so why is he getting the title shot? Just because he's Seth Rollins? That doesn't sit well with me. And that's the problem with having two main titles is you run out of people to challenge for those titles. Hmm. If you have one, then you have an entire roster on both Raw and SmackDown that can potentially go for it.
And Gray, you are against the title being unified.
Yes, what I like about Seth Rollins challenging Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins has proven that he can beat Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem they did with Roman Reigns is having him beat everybody, but you didn't build anybody up to come up and have a chance to challenge him. The only thing I liked about NXT, what they did with Braun Breaker, showed him challenging, and then let him come back and show that he had a chance to come up and show that he can be the top guy there. When you build somebody, upright, and you show them, have them just go through everybody, and then have them finally come and challenge Roman Reigns, and maybe he'll lose, and let him learn his lesson and come back and beat Roman Reigns. Some people who were taking it to Roman Reigns, and they didn't, I don't think they really built them up after they lost to him. They just let him just go to the wayside. Cesaro gave Roman Reigns to the man.
Uh-huh.
What did you do with him after this? Nothing.
I gotta step away for 1 minute. Give me 1 minute, guys.
Alright, no problem. Josh is gonna take care of business right quick. In the meantime, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Braun Breaker. He is your new NXT champion. In my opinion, I stand by my statement. NXT 2.0 sucks.
Yeah, but I like Braun Breaker. I like him when he first came in. And the kind of vibe that he gave me when he first came in, when John Cena first came in the Attitude Era, when he came in the ring and face to face with Kurt Franklin, asked why he should be in there, he said ruthless aggression. And, he challenged Kurt Angle. And, to me, that foreshadowed that they saw a lot in John Cena, but if he hadn't learned yet how to get that right package of himself to present himself, and he learned, and he finally tuned his craft, and they built him up and worked him up.
Mm-hmm.
When he got, John Cena rapper, and then he had the Spinner USA title. Most people don't like it. I loved it. And he worked his way up, and then when he finally had a chance to make it, they did a vote. And, the vote that John Cena won, somehow John Bradshaw Layfield stole that title, that first title match. So I knew then that, it was going to be John versus John. John Cena finally get up there, I like Braun Breaker. He still got a few things to learn. You can see that he's learning and he's getting better. My only thing I'm scared about is if they move him up to the main roster, is if he ain't gonna miss another NXT superstar you bring up to WWE.
Man, Josh, you still with us? Josh still taking care of that. By the way, man, in my opinion, if you ever seen Ready to Rumble, I'm just noticing this. John Cena is in Ready to Rumble at some point in the movie, in the gym scene. That's John Cena, a young John Cena. I'm like, oh snap, he was in there.
All right, I'm back. Sorry.
Josh is with us, y'all. I got it back. I watched it Ready to Rumble a bunch of times. The worst, well, in my opinion, Yeah, the movie sucked. The first and only movie from WCW, Ready to Rumble, Ready number 2 Rumble, and everybody's in it. Booker T, the late great Mean Gene Okerlund, Goldberg, Bret Hart, not Bret Hart, Sting is in it, different folk, and
Bam Bigelow,
oh yeah,
Saturn,
a young John Cena,
yeah,
in the gym and everything, and of course the embarrassment of the a former WCW champion, what's his name? David Arquette.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. It's 20 years ago. God, you know. It's 20 years ago. I can't believe David Arquette was a WCW champion.
Let's look at it like this, though. So when you have a movie that stars a wrestler or, especially a movie about wrestling, how are you going to, capitalize on that? Simple. Have him win the title.
And even though it's about promoting the movie, it's in the record book. It's official. It's in the record book. David Arquette is a former legit WCW champion.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw him wrestle in real life here, and he did some event here in Michigan 2 years ago. He should stick to acting.
Oh, God, yeah.
and now you got Johnny Knoxville in the Royal Rumble, and I'm like, bro, this ain't Jackass. You're going to get your ass handed to you.
Wait, this Royal Rumble?
Yep.
Oh my God, I gotta see this.
He officially in the Royal Rumble as of Friday.
How did you get in the Royal
Yeah.
Who came up with that idea?
Well, so the Jackass guys were pretty much, they've all been WWE fans, well, wrestling fans, you know. But what happened was is Vince McMahon and his con, I forget what his con's name is, but they came up with an idea, hey, let's capitalize and help each other up, and that's what they're doing.
My God, Johnny Knoxville in the Rumble. That reminds me of back in 99, I want to say it was. 99, 2000, 1, 2, when Hall of Famer, Celebrity Ring Hall of Famer, Drew Carey went to the Rumble.
2000,
there it is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, no, 2001. Yeah, because he entered the one that Stone Cold won last. Yeah.
So we can throw out the, all duty employees are eligible because now we know anybody in the Rumble now. We know celebrities in the Rumble. It's mostly just WWE folk. But hey, if freaking yeah. Johnny Knoxville's in it, screw that. Anybody can be in the Rumble now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that there's a rumor that that Paige is cleared and she should be returning as one of the surprise guests. Not guess, but surprise entrance into the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to the Women's match, man. I'm going to take it all the way back 2018. I can't get the year right. So, after the match, it's the Women's Royal Rumble match. Okay, Asuka won the match. She's choosing between, at the time, Alexa Bliss or Charlotte Flair. Before she can say a word. Guess who freaking comes out the building? Freaking Ronda Rousey. Everybody lost their mind. Everybody's shocked. What the hell is she doing here? What is she doing here? Why is Ronda Rousey here? And Ronda Rousey don't say a word. She walk in the ring, shake the champion's hand like a true professional. Nope, not today. Oscar's hand. Nope, not up in here. And she's pointing WrestleMania sign. I'll see y'all in Mania. Oh my goodness, going down. I miss that, the surprises in wrestling. Nobody, except the powers that be, yes sir, except the powers that be, nobody knew Ronda Rousey would be in the building.
Yeah. The thing about the Royal Rumble is people, I mean, Battle Royals have always been favorite kinds of matches for people.
Yeah.
You have the Royal Rumble, and you can have surprise. Yeah, I mean, that's what people are all about, is who we surprise somebody with.
You never know who is in the Rumble, man. For example, the lights in the line in the building, and all of a sudden, like, something like, freaking Mike Tyson, like, it can happen, I'm saying. Oh yeah, man. The Rumble is going down, and of course the winner gets the title shot at WrestleMania. Nowadays, thanks to I believe it was Charlotte who introduced the option of the NXT title now. Now it's the WWE Universal title, so now you can choose from the WWE Championship, Universal Championship, NXT, the Women's title, SmackDown or Raw title.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good thing. I think incorporating that title into the picture only helps, you know, like, push that brand. Vince McMahon's killing that brand. But,
oh, man. He got me to the freaking ring. NXT was perfect where he was, and he came and won it, and now he's officially the Royal Rumble winner, though.
That's awful.
NXT is definitely the now that Royal Rumble is on.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't know what it is. I mean, most people are going to be wanting to watch wrestling, and probably if you go to watch NXT, you're going to be watching for your medals.
Ah, man. You hear what I'm saying?
Takeover
matches instead of
the women matches
in
the early takeover. Oh, bro, you know, that was
just
wow, just great
match. Wow, it was awesome, man. And here come Vince. No, I think we should. Anybody ask your opinion? Vince McMahon is running a multi-billion dollar company that's number for 50 some years was number one. Okay, you want that? You good? Yeah, he can, but the problem is with that, he's in line to take over. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
But the problem with that...
I think that,
Okay. Hang on a second here. The problem with that, Mr. Man is in ridiculously great health, and you waited him to bucket, you go in him all the time.
I also think that Vince McMahon is trying to erase Triple H's legacy because he's killing everything that Triple H did. Every single person he's released in the last year and a half has been someone that Triple H has signed other than one person, so. And I think, I don't think Triple H needs to make his own company. I think he needs to, like, go to Impact or something like that and help build that company up. Instead of, you know, like, him doing his own thing. Because if you try starting up a company against a multi-billionaire company, what's the fee?
Yeah.
You have billions behind you, so.
Or, in my opinion, you just lay it out. And when the time comes, Vince keep the bucket. Hey, man, take the keys.
Yeah.
Well, you next in line anyway, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I'm pretty sure it's been discussed a lot between the McMahon family.
Man. I think Vince McMahon is going to sell to the person who's a con in his company.
I can't imagine him selling. I really can't.
Yeah, well, he offered... back in 2002, he offered for Fox to buy the entire company, but you know, Super was stupid enough, and Fox was like, "No."
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, so.
What was your opinion on that? Hang on a second. Greg, can you hear me? Greg?
Alright, we lost connection with Greg Rand. 1 second, y'all. Let's reconnect.
Let's see if we can reconnect here. 1 second. Greg, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright, we disconnected with Greg. But what is your opinion? Should, first of all, will this ever sell? Will always be a McMahon-Levesque operation. But this is children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, blah, blah, blah. Or will it remain the family, or will somebody buy it?
I've heard stories that someone was thinking about buying it, but I don't think it will ever be by the HBK family. I personally hope it is the HBK family. And so I'm ready to see somebody
NXT was a real joke at first, man. They had this game competition based, this game thing, like game show style, and all of a sudden got serious around 2010-11-ish. 2010, okay, maybe. 2011, oh, okay, we're doing that now. 2012, oh, damn. 2013, now we talking. But at the time, you know, 2011, 12, 13, it was a joke 2010, the beginning of 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Once Triple H put his hands on it, it was
going to
be a joke. And then
from now, or a year from now, rather, would you ever change your opinion on Impact Wrestling? Not Impact Wrestling, on AEW.
No.
Oh, wow.
AEW can beat WWE. It can beat every company that's out there. I will never change my idea of AEW for the simple fact they don't know how to show class.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to show respect. And they don't know how to manage their talent because they, at first, when it first came out, they were like, we're going to be the place for all the independents, all the younger people that want to join us, they can, they'll have a platform to be able to show what they can do. And they have yet to do that because all they do is push the elite or push the people who are friends with the elite or friends with upper management. And that's, they're liars, and I don't put up with liars, so.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel you, man.
I
remember when AEW had their big old, let's go back to 2019, when they had their big old press conference launching AEW. I was like, okay,
that's cute. When they signed Jim Ross, like, oh my God, we in trouble now. Y'all got the voice of wrestling on y'all's side. I'll be honest with you.
at WWE, we get Jim Ross dirty. We get Jim Ross dirty towards the end.
Yeah.
Jim Ross and Randy Orton versus Jericho King Lawler versus Jericho and Jim was the perfect tag team on the mic. They made the matches seem really bigger than life. Michael Cole is almost on that level.
Yeah.
But to be a big, big man to look in their ear, to let them be who they are, in their ear, and they have a chance to get somebody that would have been on par with Big Man as an announcer in Brunelli. But John Bradshaw really just bullied him out of here.
Man, these commentary is hard work. First one, you got fuck every now and then call the match. Then on top of that, you got somebody in your ear the whole time, and you got to reach your little format at all at the same time. Sir, Josh, what you say?
Right now, because color commentary, and there is Pat McAfee.
Absolutely.
They gave him a mic and said, do what you want to do.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, I love him. Especially when chips came, when food come out. I love to see him react with food. I just love that. Yeah, you're right about that, man.
I remember not so long ago, Joey Styles doing commentary. He looked like he was in ECW, originally ECW. He was like the Jim Ross of ECW, the commentary. First, he Joey Styles, he'll tell you one of his mentors is Jim Ross anyway. So you see a few resemblances.
Yeah.
It's all Joey Styles, but a few little influences along the way.
I think right now the only way AEW is doing good is they're putting on their best wrestling. But the story, the commentary, all that belongs to WWE. Impact is putting on a good show all around, but I gotta give the commentary team a little credit too, because they can call some pretty good matches.
Yeah.
But Pat McAfee, he is to color commentary right now to what Jim Ross was in the 80s and 90s.
I wanna let's Jim Ross. He just stuffed a butthole of cancer and walked it dry. Bit by bit, him on the commentary team. You know, he was out with cancer, so he gave him some time to get back to normal. Let's go to Jim Ross. And hopefully we'll see him call WrestleMania match. That's not going to happen no more. But the last time he called WrestleMania match was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And this dude went through a lot. This dude lost his wife, lost a lot of joy, and he tried to stay busy with wrestling. And man, I appreciate last night's wrestling match for WWE.
He's gonna go down as probably the greatest color commentator. Period. That's the best thing you can say about Jim which he's going to be, you know, he's going down as the best commentator of period.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, Greg, the one mistake they made with Jim Ross, they tried to make him a heel. Jim Ross too doggone lovable. You can't make Jim Ross a heel. Everybody likes Jim Ross. Everybody screws Jim Ross. You can't make him a heel.
Yeah.
And Greg, you hear me?
When you try to take somebody out of their natural element, that would, you know, try to take away what made them great.
And, yeah.
You know, I, that man trying to get change up the game and whatnot. How they say when they broke, don't fix it.
You
know, maybe give them some things to help to enhance them or help them get a little better. But other than that, man,
leave
a good product
to this thing alone. Shoot. Hey, gentlemen, just a little bit. We're going to get ready for AEW Battle of the Belt. And later on tonight, we also got Impact Wrestling. We got a lot of wrestling going on tonight. We got AEW Battle of the Belt. I think it's coming on just a little bit. We have Impact Wrestling Card to Kill. By the way, like I said earlier in the show, if you can't, you don't have pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, go to google.com and the search bar, type Watch Wrestling. Click the first link and you find a stream that works for you when you get there. A little bit, few advertisements, but just deal with it, bring a bird, find a stream that works for you. You have Hard to Kill pay-per-view live as it's happening. And of course, AEW Battle of the Belt on TNT for free on television.
Yeah.
Alright. I hate to speak. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I was hoping to have y'all say something. But I guess that's about it. But anyway, I want to thank Greg and Josh for me tonight. Hopefully I can get David Burton Thursday night. And by the way, if you have not checked us out, we're everywhere. We're on Google. We're on Spotify. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Podcasts. Hopefully back on Block Radio soon. We're everywhere. One word, Wrestling Tracks. WrestlingTracks.com. Use the code WINTER and all caps for $12 off. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Greg. See you, everybody.